Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
It's an excellent day. Going to be a hot one today, but it's going to be excellent. We have no clouds, clear skies, and it's going to try for the record maybe of being like 91 or something Fahrenheit.
It's not the same here. Sunny England. No rain.
Well, the latitude is almost the same. I think that's why. No, I think you're a little bit north of me, actually. But anyway, today on Friday, as we do every Friday, we'll do the weekly wrap-up. Thank you to everyone in chat that's listening to us today. And we decided we're not going to embarrass Brian from Australia, so we won't say anything that's a tease about that. And we've already done that. So, looking at last week's episodes of the Geyer Cook Report, on Monday, I took the month social media calendar and broke it into just the Monday piece. And so the things to do on Mondays are memes, our quotes, our curated content, the homework assignment where we, you know, ask the followers, you know, can you do this and this and this? Talk about calls to action. And on the calls to action, I don't know if I enumerated this, and it's in the show notes, which is always are available at thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. I have to say that or we won't have an excuse for the graphic, right? And calls to action, there's four main ones, the four most commonly used calls to action, I guess. Ask for a download, ask for a retweet, ask for a follow, or ask for a reply. Now, the key word there is ask. Unless you tell your followers that would you like to have a retweet, you'd like to tell them you'd like to have a download, it isn't going to happen. So remember to use the word ask as part of your call to action and have that mindset on. And then lastly, on Monday, they said have a freebie. And now, I'm working on some freebies now, some downloads. Well, the social media calendar will be one of those. Tuesday, on SEO Tips Tuesday, it was kind of a flashback where we talked about how important it is to get your site validated in both Google Webmaster Tools and in Bing Webmaster Tools, because the combination, the marriage of those two bits of data will give you a better report. And by having a better report, well, you're going to be able to fix whatever's bent, broken, or unattainable. And then also in the SEO tips, we've always talked about your title tag and your meta tags and so forth. But we also in that Tuesday episode mentioned six technical SEO tips, things you need to do technically to get a better search engine optimization. And those six things are enumerated and listed in the show notes, which I've already mentioned, or you know where they're at. So give that a look. Wednesday, what's on our mind? What's on our mind for Wednesday and every day is, can your customers, your potential leads, your people who are going to buy your goods and services or join your community, can they find you online? So in that instance, we shared a link for Moz project, which shows if your site is indexed or, and more importantly, if it's verified on Google and on Bing. And also in there is how to create a sitemap. And xml-sitemaps.com is a good tool. And four simple steps you can create a sitemap. I think you messed with that, didn't you, Kelvin?
I tried it. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Really, really, really good.
So I'd implore you to give that a go. Get your sitemap indexed into Google and Bing. And basically what you're doing is think of your web content as a restaurant. And the sitemap is the menu. You're telling the search engine bots, we've got this, this, and this, and this. And so they'll go in and index that. Thursday on B2B Thursday. Important part of making it all work to achieve conversions is you have a goal. And using calls to action is oftentimes what achieves that goal. So if you have a call to action that takes people to your landing page, and in bold text in the show notes, it says, get people to the landing page that has one linkable call to action, whether it's those asks that I talked about, whatever it is. Everything else on that landing page, every graphic, every link copy, every line of copy on all the images should all be there for one reason, to support that call to action. Make that be an important thing. Otherwise, you wouldn't have spent the time doing it, right? Also on that show, in the notes, Impacted BND has 15 great examples of call to actions for lead generation. And these are from the big guys, the usual suspects, and I won't name any names, but the guys that you would expect to have done the marketing research to have a good landing page and a call to action thereof, they're in there. And lastly, Instapage gave us the best landing page examples in chapter 6 of their 10-chapter thing about marketing, and it deals with the size and the color and the best text to use and lots more. So give that a look, and it'll help your A/B testing quite a lot when you do that. The rest of the show notes I didn't have printed. Oh, I just stopped right there at Instapage. That's a good job, guy. So now we have to do the shout outs from memory, but I think with 160 plus episodes, can you believe that? 160 episodes? How do we do it?
I'm looking forward.
The shallow
show 200. That's
right.
That's,
well, it'll be after your holiday. Soon we'll announce when Kelvin's not going to be here. Holiday, the applications for co-host will be up in the wind, and it won't be Brian because he can't talk this time of day because it'll wake his wife up and oh, that'd be a bother. Anyway, the thank yous and the shout outs are all listed in the show notes, which as you know, you can get to by going to the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com, and that link
there is again on screen.
WordPress. Thank you for that, Kelvin. The thank yous, as always, we start with Fraser Ramsey, because way back when, one Thursday afternoon, I remember it well, he says, "Well, you ever thought about doing a podcast?" And I'd already bought this background with the intent to do one, but I was balking. I was dragging my feet, thinking of all different kinds of ways to not do it. He says, "Well, I made you a graphic." And he called it the Cook Report. Well, we found out in SEO that didn't work very well. We're on like page 14 or 17 or something in the results, because there's so many other things named the Cook Report, Political Cook Report, and on and on, an old show in England and so forth. So Fraser gave us the idea. We modified that lump of clay into the Guyer Cook Report, and the rest is history. And in order to record it, we got a tip months ago from Eileen Smith of Basic Blog Tips, who said, "Have you ever tried Screencast-O-Matic? So glad that she suggested that software. It works really good." And speaking of software, that video, that MP4 that we generate, we upload into YouTube. If you're watching us on the YouTube channel, please give us a subscription with that red subscribe button, or a thumbs up at least. It matters to somebody someplace. And then follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, and we'd love it if you'd be a patron of the podcast. There's a link there in the show notes on how you can do that. It's a dollar a hauler kind of a deal. It's not expensive at all. And I don't think I've forgotten anything, have I?
I don't think so.
I think that we're going to say those three magic words. Ready, set, go. It's a wrap.